我们今天要讲的题目是心意更新而变化。
Today my message will be on the transformation by the renewing of our mind.
那我开始先问大家几个问题。
First I'd like to ask a few more questions.
因为在美国大概有超过1亿的人说他们是基督徒。
There are approximately 100 million people who call themselves Christian living in the United States.
但是为什么我们常常没有办法感觉到这种基督徒对这个社会造成的影响？
But why is it that we don't feel the impact on society based on Christianity?
我们看到很多州都立法通过这个同性的婚姻。
Many states have passed laws that allow same-sex marriage.
我们也看到有法庭他命令说要把这个十诫从这个宫移走。
And some courts have ordered the removal of any Ten Commandments plaque from any public areas.
好像去年在 Seattle 机场他那个大厅上面他们放了一个这个圣诞树，那因为有人抱怨他们就把它拿掉。
And last Christmas because complaints SeaTac Airport moved a Christmas tree that was in one of its halls.
然后不知道从哪时候开始 我们很少在电视上听到说是圣诞节快乐，他们现在讲的是假日快乐。
I don't know when it started. Nowadays on television, you no longer hear Merry Christmas. You only hear people say Happy Holidays.
这个答案呢，我觉得一个很大的部分就是很多基督徒呢，他们因为在这个世界上，他们就慢慢的跟这个世界就融入在里头。
I think the answer is many Christians, as the Christians also live in this world, have become conformed to the ways that the world operates.
就好像圣经讲了，我们做基督徒应该当盐，可是我们失掉那个咸味。
The Bible calls for Christians to become like salt, but the salt has become tasteless.
然后我们慢慢的，我们想法、我们的行为就慢慢的跟世界也差不多。
Slowly, our thoughts and our behaviors become conformed to the way the world works.
所以我们今天的这个经文呢，就是罗马书十二章第二节。
So the scripture I will share from today is in Romans 12:2.
我们大家一起来念这罗马书第十二章第二节。我们先用中文来读一遍，再用英文读一遍。
Let's read this verse together, once in Chinese and once in English.
好，请不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is.That which is good and acceptable and perfect.
好，那我们先看什么叫效法这个世界。
Let's first look at what it means to be conformed to this world.
效法世界就好像那个昆虫里头有一种叫变色龙。
There is this little animal called the chameleon.
所以你看这个图画，它左边啊，那个变色龙，它在那个沙漠地带，它身体就变成这个跟这个沙子颜色一样。
So when it's in a deserty area, its color becomes sandy, like the sand around it.
你们如果不仔细看，可能也看不到那里有一只这个变色龙。
If you don't look carefully at this picture, you don't see the chameleon in it.
然后右边你可以看到，在这个树上它就变得绿色，就跟这个环境又很像。
And on the right, the picture on the right, you can see that when it's in the grassy area, it becomes the color of the leaves of the trees.
所以常常基督徒到最后就变成好像我们的外表看起来很属灵，但是我们内心其实跟这个世界没什么两样。
So some Christians become a Christian by his looks, but inside he's not many different than anything in the world.
圣经里头有一个很好的例子，就是耶稣常常指责那个法利赛人。
And good example in the Bible is those people that Jesus often rebuked, that the Pharisees.
说他们是假冒为善的人。
He calls them hypocrites.
这个就是一个变色龙基督徒很好的写照。
That's sort of like a description of a chameleon Christian.
所以我们要很注重的是我们这个属灵的实际。
So we have to pay more attention to our spiritual reality.
所以这边我就想起来一个笑话。
Here, this reminds me of a joke.
就有一个教会牧师，他叫他过来，因为这年轻人常常穿这个奇装异服。
So this pastor in church calls a young man over because this young man often wears very strange clothing to church.
他就跟这个年轻人讲，他说：“你回去好好祷告一下，问神，你在教会穿着是应该怎么穿。”
So the pastor says to the young man, go home and pray about how you ought to dress when you come to church.
那结果下个礼拜天，那个牧师又看到同样那个年轻人，他穿的还是一模一样，还是奇装异服。
So the next week, the pastor sees this young man still wearing his strange outfits like he always wore.
他就问他说，你回去有没有好好跟神祷告？
So he asked the young man, did you actually pray when you went home?
那这个年轻人就说，是啊，我有祷告，我问过神。
The young man said, yes, I did pray and asked God.
那神跟我讲，他也不知道该穿什么。
God said to me, he's not sure what to wear either.
因为他从来没来过这个教会。
Because he's poor.
所以你知道，你一个教会，也许你的仪式什么都很庄容。
So a church may have very beautiful rituals.
但是很可悲，神不在里头。
But sadly, maybe God is not here.
所以我们在这边，我们就要学到我们心意怎么样来更新变化。
So it's important for us to learn how to transform our minds.
我们之所以要心意更新变化，就是因为圣经上讲到，就是在箴言里头讲说，因为他心怎样，他为人就怎样。
The reason we have to be transformed is because in the scripture, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks within himself, so he is."
因为我们人的行为通常都是先从我们的心思意念开始。
Because how we behave starts from how we think.
所以我们要改变我们生命，我们就先要改变我们的思想。
In order to change our behavior, we have to first change our thinking.
我们能够改变我们心意，我们才会有新的生命。
Only when we have transformed and changed our minds, will we have a transformed life.
所以我们要讲的是，在这个十二章第二节这边讲的这个变化这个字呢，在耶稣他。带门徒在变相山上面，他变相这种用的是同样的字。
This word transform in Romans 12:2 is the same word that described Jesus when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在这边变化，我们可以用一个很好的例子，我们来想怎么样叫做变化。
So, I have a very good example to describe what it means to be transformed.
我们可以用这个昆虫世界里头这个毛虫
we can,
怎么样蜕变 来举个例子。
We can use the caterpillars as an example.
这毛虫看得 很丑陋。
The caterpillars are ugly.
它们行动很缓慢。
They move slowly.
它们一生可能就在那一棵树上吃那个树叶。
All their life they may just live on one tree and you eat that one piece of leaf.
但是有一天它们的脑子里头有一种荷尔蒙 会分泌。
And one day, there's something in the hormones in their brain began to take effect.
他们就知道他们该改变。
And they know that it's time to change.
所以他们就变成一个蛹。
They become a pupa.
然后过了一两个礼拜后呢，他们就会变成这个蝴蝶。
And a couple of weeks later, they turn into a butterfly.
科学家做实验，他们如果把他们这脑子里头这荷尔蒙移掉的话。
The scientists have experimented if they remove that hormone from the caterpillar's brain.
这毛虫它到死都是一只毛虫。
Then this caterpillar would die a caterpillar.
所以我们可以知道，即使是在毛虫身上，它的变化也是先从它的脑子开始。
So even in a caterpillar, its change begins with its brain.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们虽然我们相信我们主耶稣基督，我们得救以后，但是我们的心思意念并没有马上的就改变过来，跟世界完全不一样。
So a lot of times, even though we accepted Jesus as personal Savior, we become baptized, our minds and our thoughts are not completely and quickly changed to be different from the world.
所以我们属灵的生命也不是一天就马上变成熟。
And our spiritual life is not matured in just one day.
所以在我们属灵的过程，我们刚开始可能就像一只小毛毛虫。
So in your spiritual life, in the beginning, you may just be like a caterpillar.
但是经过我们心意不断更新变化，我们知道我们神的心意是将来要让我们成为像他的形象。
But as our mind continues to be transformed, and you know that it's our Lord's desire that one day we be transformed into the likeness of His Son.
我们的新生命会更加的成熟。
Then our new life will become matured.
为了要看我们怎么样来变化，我们先看我们心思几种不同的状态。
In order to know how we make change, we first have to look at the various states of our mind.
这个是记载在以弗所书里头第二章一到三节。
This you can find in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3.
在我们还没有得救一天以前，我们是活在黑暗当中。
Before we were saved, we lived in darkness.
所以可以看到这个人他是完全是黑的。
So you can see this person is dark.
那他是死在罪恶之中。
He was dead in his transgressions and sins.
然后他的行事为人是随从今日的风俗。
And he walked according to the course of this world.
然后他放纵肉体的私欲。
And he lived in the lust of his flesh.
在这种状态呢，我们在神的眼睛里看，我们是死的，虽然我们会吃也会喝。
In this state, in God's eyes, you are dead, even though you are a living being.
所以这是个很严重的事情。
And that is a very serious matter.
这也就是说，为什么耶稣跟他呼召门徒的时候，他说让死人去埋葬死人。
Remember, Jesus said to one of his disciples, "Let the dead bury the dead."
所以你知道，在这种属灵的光景底下，我们在神的眼睛看。虽然我们是活的，但是我们肉体是活的，但是神看我们是死人。
So you know that in the state of darkness, even though you are a living person in God's eyes, you're dead.
下个阶段就是我们得救。
The next state is when we're saved.
这同样在以弗所书第二章四到九节。
Also in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 4 to 9.
因为神的爱，当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活来。
Because of His great love, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
所以在这个阶段呢，这好像跟神起初在创造天地那个过程有一点像。
In this state, it's a little bit like when God in the very beginning created heaven and earth.
因为在创世纪第一章就讲到起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上，神说要有光，就有了光。
In Genesis chapter 1 it says, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
所以原来我们是住在黑暗里头，直到有一天我们突然发现在我们的脑海里头我们看到了光明。
So it's like we were living in darkness, and all of a sudden one day there's light comes into our head.
这也就是为什么尼哥底母来问耶稣基督的时候，他问耶稣基督，人要怎么样才能进天国？
And remember, Nicodemus asked Jesus, "How can one enter the kingdom of heaven?"
那耶稣跟他讲，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And Jesus said to him, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
所以在这时候，我们知道，这就是我们常常在讲的因信称义。
This is something we often talk about, which is justification by faith.
在这个阶段，我们已经接受了主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
In this period of time, you've already accepted Jesus as your personal Savior.
但是我们还有很多我们以前这种老旧的观念，我们从这世界所学的习惯还在我们的心思意念里头。
But you still have a lot of your old habits and thoughts and things you've learned accumulated from the world still living in your head.
大家还记不记得耶稣他进了圣殿？
Remember when Jesus entered the temple?
他看到很多人在那边做买卖。
He sees many people conducting their businesses there.
很热闹，就像台湾那个夜市一样。
It's very festive, kind of like the night market.
所以他把这些做买卖通通从他的店里头赶出去。
So he chased out those people who were conducting business from the temple.
所以当我们得救的时候，我们的脑海里头还是很多这种不是很合神心意的东西在里头。
So it's kind of like after we were just saved, we still have a lot of things in our heads that God is not so happy about.
所以呢，神就好像耶稣基督进了圣殿一样，他要把我们脑海里头这些不合神心的东西通通赶出来。
God, like Jesus did in the temple, will chase out these things that stop pleasing to him.
所以呢，我们得救以后，我们的心思呢，通常就变成神跟撒旦征战的这个战场。
So after we're saved, our mind becomes a battleground between what God wants and what Satan wants us to do.
因为撒旦，虽然神在做工，可是撒旦他也要做工。
So even though God wants to work in our mind, Satan wants to do his work too.
所以我们知道在创世纪的时候，撒旦怎么样引诱夏娃跟亚当。
We all remember how Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the beginning.
他首先说，神说你不能吃这树上的果子，他说吃一定会死，但是撒旦跟他们说，你吃了不一定会死。
God said to them, "If you eat from this tree, you will surely die." But Satan said, "You may not die."
所以我们心意念改更新的时候，我们要必须知道撒旦他常常用的伎俩是什么。
So as we are in the process of transforming our mind, you have to know the tactics of Satan.
第一个，他就是要先把神的所说的话要打折扣。
First of all, he wants to shortchange God's words.
然后第二，他说这个树上的果子，然后夏娃就想说这个树上的果子。看起来可以当食物，很好吃。
And then Eve thought, this fruit I can eat as food, so it's good.
这是约翰讲了怎么样？我们肉体的情欲。
That's sort of as John described the desires of our flesh.
然后他又看到树上的果子，看着很美丽。
And she saw this fruit as beautiful in her sight.
这也就是约翰他讲了我们眼目的情欲。
Also as John described the lusts of our eyes.
然后撒旦跟他讲，吃的可以。眼睛明亮像神一样。
And then Satan said to her, as you eat this, your eyes will become bright and you will be like God.
这就是我们今生的骄傲。
That's the boastfulness of life that John described.
所以我们要知道撒旦他用的伎俩就是这个。
And you know, you should know that these are the tactics of Satan.
好。所以我们为什么要变化呢？
Why do we need to change?
因为我们新人，我们在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象一样。
Because the new self is being renewed to the true knowledge according to the image of Christ.
你知道在更新变化以前，你不能靠着自己一天到晚关在家里自己在那边想。
Before you were fully transformed, you can't just lock yourself in a house and think on your own.
你必须要吸收新的知识。
You need to intake new knowledge.
我以前常常喜欢用一句话形容这个事情不可能会发生。
I, in the past, like to use this phrase to describe that this cannot ever happen.
我常常在讲说，不相信羊会上树。
I often say I don't believe a sheep can climb a tree.
但是我在两个礼拜以前，我看到一张照片，我发现羊真的会上树。
A couple of weeks ago, I discovered a picture that changed my thought.
我发现那个羊真的会爬到树上去。
A sheep can climb a tree.
所以你知道，很多时候我们的心思意念会跟着我们吸收新的知识，我们会改变。
So a lot of times, as we intake new information and knowledge, our mind will be transformed along with it.
所以我们要改变我们的心思意念呢，就跟我们重生一样，我们要靠水跟圣灵。
In order to change our transform our mind, it's just like being born again. We need water and the Spirit.
这边水讲到就是神的话语。
Water is the word of God.
它有这个洁净的功效。
It has the power to cleanse.
然后圣灵它给我们智慧和启示。
And the Holy Spirit gives us an understanding and revelation.
它将神的话语向我们解开。
It opens up the word of God to us.
当然我们还要怎么样，像罗马书十二章第二节讲，我们还要查验何为神他纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
And Romans 2 says that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以在这边讲到查验，你要查验通常可以增加我们的信心。
To prove something often will strengthen our faith in something.
就好像以色列他们摩西带他们出埃及以后，他们在旷野过了四十年。
Just like the Israelites who spent 40 years in the desert after Moses led them out of Egypt.
他们白天看到云柱，晚上看到火柱。
During the day they see a pillar of clouds, during the night they see a pillar of fire.
然后这四十年当中，他们衣服也没穿破。
In 40 years that their clothing never wore out.
他们每天都有食物吃。
And they had food every day.
然后他们的脚也没有肿。
And their feet never swelled.
所以在这种查验的过程当中，就增加他们的信心。
So these things prove to them and strengthen their faith.
我记得以前我刚在追我太太天颖的时候。
I remember when I was wooing my wife.
我到她学校开车单程要四个小时。
It would have taken me 4 hours to take the bus to her school.
但是我们中国人讲话不像美国人那么直接，你会问说，哎，我爱你，你爱不爱我？
So as a Chinese person, I feel I'm not as direct as people of the West. I would never say to her, I love you, do you love me?
但是中国人比较含蓄。
And we're subtle like that.
所以我就能查验看他是不是爱我。
So I... So I took my time and watched her to see if she loved me or not.
可是让我最感动的就是，因为我去看她以后，我要离开，她总是会为我准备一包食物，让我在车上吃。
I noticed every time when I go visit her, as I was leaving, she would always prepare food for me so I can eat on the way back.
那时候我就。我在车上吃那食物，我就很感激。
I was very thankful as I sit on the bus and eat her food.
还有就是受洗的时候，我在我受洗以后。
And I also remember after I was baptized.
那时候对神的话也不是没有经历过很多神的这种真正经历过神。
At that time, I haven't really experienced God in His Word.
只常常听人家说这个祷告很有功效。
I just hear people say prayers are effective.
我只记得在我还没有信主以前，我到一个聚会，那个林敏雄弟兄他站在那个聚会门口。
I remember before I became a Christian, I came to one of the meetings, and Brother Lin Mingsheng was standing at the door.
我印象很深，就是他跟我讲说，你跟神祷告。他会听。
I remember, clearly he said to me, when you pray to God, he listens.
我就很奇怪，他好像在讲神，好像讲一个活生生的人一样。
It's strange to me because he's talking about God as if he's a living person.
他说他会听。
He said he listens.
那时候我也没放在心上。
I didn't think too much about it.
可是受洗后有一天，我跟天颖我们要去那个邮局要办护照。
And after we were baptized, my wife and I one day needed to go to the post office to get a passport processed.
那我就自己准备照片。
And I prepared my own photograph.
然后我在那排队，我就看那个收那个护照证件人，他就拿一个尺在那边量那个照片头多大。
As I was waiting in line, I see that the people in front of me, the pictures are being measured by the officer to see how big it is.
后来我看他规定，那个照片是两寸的照片。
I realized that the photograph has a requirement; it has to be 2 inches.
可是那个头至少要一寸。
And your headshot in it needs at least 1 inch.
他有一个尺，他就那个椭圆形状，他就放上照片，他在那边量。
So he had this guy had a ruler; he was measuring all the photographs.
那我就把我照片拿出来看，我看我那头很小。
So I took out my photograph. I feel like my headshot in it is too small.
那我看前面那边。那个收证件就他要回去了。
And the guy in front was sent back because his photo was rejected.
因为那个队蛮长的，我就到那个车上再找，看还有没有其他照片可以用。
Since the line was long, I went back to the car to see if I have any other photographs.
后来我看到其他照片头也都很小。
And I feel like all my headshots in the other photographs were too small too.
那我记得很清楚，听说我们来祷告。
I remember clearly, my wife said to me, "Let's pray."
我心里在想，你开什么玩笑？
I was thinking, you kidding me?
我这头小就找你祷告了。
My headshot is just that big. I can't pray to be any bigger.
但是我就顺从他，我就跟他祷告。
So, but I submitted and I decided we should pray.
后来呢，我们进去，我们矫健，那个人拿尺量，他都没有量，他就收起来了。
But when we got to the line, to head of the line, the guy didn't even measure our photographs. He accepted them as is.
所以这种虽然是非常小的事情，但是你知道，你刚受洗，神常会用一些小事情增加你对他的信心。
These things are small, but you know, as a new Christian, God often uses these small things to strengthen your faith in Him.
你常常读神的话语。
As you often read His Word.
然后你在做事情的时候，你碰到困难，或者是神给你一些恩惠。
And as you go about your day, you may sometimes encounter some difficulties.
你突然会在印证神有说过的话。
And God's grace came upon you and helped you, and this proves that His word is true.
你就恍然大悟。
And you all of a sudden realize.
你就明白到什么是叫做神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
And you know what that good and acceptable and pleasing will of God is.
我们基督徒属灵的经历就是这样一点一滴。我们慢慢被神改变。
That's how we accumulate Christian experiences, and that's how we are transformed and changed by God.
还有就是，我们知道要怎么样去更新我们的心思意念，但是我们要抱什么样的态度？
Another thing is, what kind of attitude ought we have as we go about changing our minds?
因为我们有时候如果态度不对，我们的心思念就不会改变。
Because a lot of times, if your attitude is not right, then your mind will not be changed.
你知道，在南北战争结束以后，有人就跟林肯总统就恭喜他。
You know, at the end of the Civil War, people congratulated Lincoln.
他说恭喜你啊，因为神站在你这边，所以你们得胜。
They said, congratulations, you won because God was on your side.
但林肯说你说错了。
But Lincoln said you were wrong.
我们得胜是因为我们站在神那边。
We won because we were standing on God's side.
所以你们可不可以感觉到这句话讲出来，这两句话对比，是不是我们对神的看法，这态度有点不一样？
As you compare these two views, do you see what the difference is?
我们要神站在我们这边，是我们把自己当成中心。
We want God to stand on our side, that is us seeing ourselves as the center.
但是我们要站在神那边，就是我们把神当成我们的中心。
But if we stand on God's side, then God is the center.
举例说夫妻吵架。
For as an example, if a couple were quarreling,
如果他们态度是都认为神是站在他们那边。
If each of them felt that God was standing on their side,
那这夫妻两个人他们吵架就没办法停止了。
Then the quarreling would never stop.
但是如果他们都认为他们必须要站在神那边。
But if each of them feel that they ought to stand on God's side,
那他们的想法就会不一样。
Then their thinking would change.
他们会想到神怎么样教导他们，丈夫跟妻子彼此间应该抱什么样的态度。
They would remember what God.
不是，对不对？大卫他那时候年轻的时候，他跟那个哥利欧去那非利士人他们有一个这个巨人哥利欧，他哥利亚，他在以色列军营外面叫战。
It's a great example, a great story. It's the story of David when he was young. There was a giant among the Philistines. His name was Goliath. And he would stand outside the camp of the Israelites and he would shout at them.
那时候扫罗看到这个哥利亚他的个子这么高。
He saw how giant Goliath was.
他跟他的军队都不敢出去迎战。
He and his army were too scared to go out to face him.
但是这个那时候大卫还是很年轻的一个年轻人。
And David at the time was still a young man.
他就到河边捡了五颗石头。
He picked for himself five stones
by riverside. 他就拿了他的弹弓。
And he took his slingshot.
他盔甲都没穿。
Not even wearing any armor.
他就跑到那个巨人前面。
He went before Goliath.
他跟他讲了这句话。
And he said to him.
他说你来攻击我是靠着刀剑。
He said,
我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们常常我们会面对各种各样的问题。
A lot of times during our life we face questions.
我们的健康。
Our health.
我们的婚姻。
Our marriage.
我们的事业。
Our career.
种种的困难。
A lot of difficulties.
我们常常看到的是在我们面前的巨人。
And these things seem like giants standing in front of us.
但是大卫他看到的是像蚱蜢一样。
But what David saw, this giant before the Lord, is but a grasshopper.
因为只要神愿意，在神凡事都能。
Because if God willing, all things are possible with God.
所以我们只要能够把神摆在我们思想的中心。
As long as we can place God in the center of our mind,
我们就会顺服。
Then we are willing to obey.
而且我们碰到困难的时候，我们不是把困难跟我们自己来比。
And then when you encounter difficulties, you don't compare yourself or compare these difficulties to yourself.
我们碰到困难是把困难跟神比。
We compare them with God.
在神凡事都能。
But all things are possible.
还有一个就是我们对神讲话不能打折扣。
Another thing is that we can't shortchange God's word.
因为我们心意更新变化，第一个我们必须要，我们要借着水跟圣灵，这个水很重要，这是神的话。
As you're transformed, you need the water and the spirit, and the water is important, which is the word of God.
在这边耶和华他讲过。
The Lord God said.
而我耶和华说过的必定成就，必照话而行，必不返回，必不顾惜，也必不后悔。
I the Lord have spoken, it is coming and I will act.I will not be sorry.
我们在这个世上，我们常常对别人讲的话会打折扣。
A lot of times, the things we say to other people, we often shortchange.
爸妈在生气的时候，常常对小孩讲：“我打死你。”
When parents are mad at their children, they say things like, "I'll beat you to death."
那女朋友对男朋友生气的时候说：“你死定了。”
well, a girlfriend is mad at a boyfriend, she will say something I wish would die.
所以这个常常我们会讲话会非常夸张。
We say these things are so exaggerated. But God's word is a law.
什么叫律呢？我举个例子，就是我们大家都知道地心引力，对不对？
Law is kind of like the law of gravity.
地心引力，你如果要验证这个地心引力是不是真的，你可以从那个二楼窗上跳出去。
If you want to prove whether the law of gravity is a law, you can jump out from the second floor window.
你跳100次、140次都是摔死。
If you jump 100 times, 100 times you will hurt yourself.
所以我们知道神讲的话是律。
So we know the word of God is a law.
它跟这个地心引力这个律不一样。地心引力在你离开地球可能。
Law of gravity, because for the law of gravity, it may not be in effect anymore.
但是神讲的话，它是超越时间跟空间。
But the word of God surpasses time and space.
所以耶稣也讲天地要废去我的话却不能废去。
The Lord did say that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away.
我们知道挪亚他在那个沙漠里头他造那个方舟。
And you know, when Noah built the ark in the desert,
他劝那时候的人要悔改，因为神跟他讲他要毁灭那个世界。
He asked the people around him to repent because God will destroy the world at the time.
他在那边等待了120年。
He waited 120 years.
他跟他们讲洪水要来
that the flood will come.
可是那时候的人他们都在这个他们那时候是在沙漠他们想说这沙漠平常都缺水怎么会有洪水
and the people at the time lived in a desert and to them the idea of flood is very impossible
所以他们都笑他
so they made fun of him
那这120年过去真正洪水就来
and 120 years later the flood did come
所以只有这个挪亚他一家八口得救
only Noah and his family were saved
所以常常有人跟我们讲就是说非基督徒跟我们讲说 你们这个基督教不太公平
So a lot of times I hear people say to Christians your Christianity is not so fair
上天堂
Why is it that you have to believe in Jesus in order to go to heaven
那你拿这个挪亚的例子来说
Then you give them the example of Noah
好像他们在问你说你这很不公平为什么要上船我才不会死
It's kind of like the people saying that's unfair why do I have to get on your ark in order to be saved
对你知道这个选择是在我们
But the choice is yours
所以在启示录这个约翰他看到这个意象就是很明显讲到将来会有一个末日的审判
And the vision that John saw in Revelation of the future
在这看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前
Revelation 20:12 he said And I saw the dead, the great and the small standing before the throne
案卷展开了并另有一卷展开就是生命册
And books were opened and another book was opened which is book of life
死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判
And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And if anyone's name was not found written in the book, he was fire.
这个是神一定会应验。
This is the word of God, and we know that it will come true.
但是很多人他就不相信。
Many people don't believe it.
我们以前在台湾要服兵役。
In Taiwan, we have a military requirement.
那因为这是法律所以大家都相信
It's the law so we all believed in it
那有的人就不想当兵
But a lot of people didn't want to go into the military
因为这里头有他有规定说你如果超过90公斤大概是200磅你可以不用当兵
There was a requirement that if you're heavier than 200 pounds you don't have to go
所以有人为了要逃避这病他就拼命吃
So a lot of people in order to avoid silly
还有的就是不用当兵扁平足 flat
Oh, if you're a flat-footed person, you don't have to go into the military either.
所有人就去找医生去打针，就是他的脚就变成扁平足。
So some people will actually go to doctors and receive injections so that their feet will be flat.
那还有的人就很小，他父母就把他送出国。
And also some, when they're young, parents will send them abroad.
因为他来美国，这个台湾的法律就对他们就不适用。
As they come abroad, the laws of Taiwan has no effect on him.
可是你想想看，这个当兵只是两年的时间。
But this military requirement is only for 2 years.
大家为了怕当兵受苦，所以大家都会想办法来躲避。
But people, in order to avoid this difficult life, would do anything to avoid it.
可是在这边神讲到，就是说。你将来你如果是不信耶稣基督你受审判你必须要永远的在那个火湖里头烧
But then don't believe in Jesus as in your future, you will burn for an eternity fire.
这个不是说烧死就算了。
It's not that burning until you're dead and then you're done.
这是永远的在那边烧。
But you're in a lake of fire eternally.
所以我们如果有那种逃避兵役的心
So if you have this mentality that wants to avoid a military requirement,
我们拿来用在这个逃避将来这个审判还掉到丢到硫磺火湖里头这个命运
And you compare that to your future fate of burning in, for an eternity in a lake of fire.
我相信我们现在的教会应该都是爆满
I think if you realize that, then the churches should be full.
还有就是我们要寻求神的智慧
Another thing we ought to do is seek God's wisdom
因为 我信主以后我发现我们人的智慧跟神的智慧常常是颠倒的
After I became a Christian I realized men's wisdom is
所以在这边人他讲到说求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子好叫我们得着智慧的心
Psalm 90 says so teach us the number of days that we may present to your heart of wisdom
在诗篇九十篇摩西他写过十二节到第十四节他写过他这样写
And the entire passage from in Psalm 90, 12 to 14
好我们一生的年日是
He said our life is 70 years
若强壮可到八十岁
If those who are strong they live to be 80
但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去
But all we have is toiling and hardship Days are fleeting by us.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Psalm 90:12-14. So teach us the number of days that we may present to you heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord. How long will it be?And be sorry for your servants. O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
在2005年，有一个人叫 Eugene O'Kelly， 他写了一本书叫做《追逐日光》。
There's a man named Eugene Kelly. He wrote a book in 2005 called Chasing Daylight.
他讲到说，他我的死怎么样改变了我的人生。
He said, how my forthcoming death transformed my life.
对，但是这个MG 这个公司的总裁。
He was the CEO of a company called KPMG.
他有一个好的太太，好的家庭。
He had a wonderful wife, a loving family.
在2005年5月的时候，医生跟他讲说，因为他有一个脑癌。他说那时候他53岁医生说他只有三个月可以活
In May of 2005 when he was only 53 years old doctors diagnosed a brain tumor that he only had 3 months to live and the doctors said that the tumor was incurable
这个人是基督徒他就跟神 祷告他就感谢神的恩典
He was a Christian and he prayed and he thanked the Lord
他就决定让自己剩下那大概100天的时间能够过得更有意义
He decided that the remaining 100 days or so of his life should be meaningful.
他感谢神，他不是突然就死掉。
He thanked the Lord that he did not die suddenly. Still had 100 days that he can use effectively.
所以他第一件事马上他就把这个公司总裁的职位辞掉。
First thing he did was to quit his CEO position.
所以看人在面临死亡的时候，他什么东西重要，什么东西不重要，马上会。就会改变。
So as you see, when a person is facing death, their priorities become very clear to them.
他就花了那一百天时间，他就写了这本书。
In the 100 days, he wrote this book.
他也跟他有一个非常好的相处的时间。
And he spent quality time with his family, his friends.
然后他在2005年9月10号他就去世了。
And he passed away on September 10, 2005.
弟兄姐妹，我们在想想看，我们刚开始的时候，我们的状况就是像在埃及一样，我们不认识神，跟神毫没有关系。
In the beginning, our state is that of the Israelites in Egypt, which is away from God and have no knowledge.
然后我们主耶稣基督的救恩，我们因信称义。
And then we accepted the salvation, and we become justified by faith.
但是呢，这个不是我们的目的。
But that is not our sole purpose.
我们的目的是要更新变化。
A purpose is to be transformed and be changed.
让我们能够更像耶稣基督的形象。
That we may be more like Christ.
就好像我们从这个。
It's kind of we start as a caterpillar.
然后我们发现我们必须要改变。
And then we discover we must change.
然后有一天我们就变成一只蝴蝶。
And then one day we turn into a butterfly.
我们大家都很熟悉这个浪子回头的故事。
We are all very familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
这个浪子他原来跟父亲住在一起，他有他自己的意思，他觉得说他要分了这个家业，他出去自己闯天下。
When the son was with the father, he decided his own will, he needs to take his
主意。我们觉得我们的主意很好，我们想要自己照着自己的主意去做。
We're often like that. We have our own minds. We make our own decisions. We think that what we think is good for us.
但是我们会发现。到外面我们会到处会碰到困难
But as you will discover as you go out in the world you run into trouble
就像浪子一样他到最后把他的钱财都挥霍光了他跟猪在抢食物
Just he had to fight for food with pigs
但是碰到困难的时候我们知道我们没有照神的继续行我们可以回头
But thank the Lord as we encounter these troubles we realize we haven't done according to what God wants us to do we have a chance to return
那我们回头我们发现我们的天父他正在张开双手在等待我们。
And as we return, we'll find our heavenly Father welcomes us back with open arms.
从全善良可喜悦的旨意。
Through that experience, we experience what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and pleasing.
因为神要把一切最好的加在我们身上。
Because God will give us the very best.
就算我们偏离了他的旨意，但是我们还是能够回头。
Even as we go astray sometimes, we always have an opportunity to turn back. Because we have the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在是成为基督徒，我们是成。
We as Christians are presented on a stage so that we can be seen by people of the world and by angels.
我们还不认识神的时候，我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
Before we were believers, we fell short of God's glory.
但现在不一样，有圣灵住在我们的心里。
Now we're different. We have the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts.
圣灵用无声叹息为我们祷告。
And it intercedes for us.
向我们启示。
And the Holy Spirit reveals to us the Word of God.
也给我们能力，让我们能够克服这个世界。
He also gives us strength to overcome the things of the world.
好，最后我想我们一起来唱这首诗歌，叫做《更新我心意》。
Lastly, let's sing the song together. Change my heart, O Lord.
我们一起来唱两遍。
Let's sing this together.
更新我心意，使我能像你。更新我心意。
天父，感谢您赐下的话语。
Heavenly Father, we're to kill it.
求你磨我，塑造我们。
Please change me and mold me.
因为我们是你手中的工作。
Because we are work in your hands.
求你每天用你的话语啊来洁净我们。
Please cleanse us daily with your word.
让我们顺服在圣灵的带领底下。
That we may obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们每天我们能够心意更新，让我们来查验何为神那纯全良可喜悦的旨意。
So that we may prove the will of God, that which is good and pleasing and acceptable.
我们在这里祷告，感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
谢谢。